The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Talk radio.
Blog Talk Radio.
All right, no song this week. Cool.
You're awesome.
All right.
Finally.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to League of Legends Entertainment and News, Episode 5. I'm your host, Steve, joined always by my two lovely co-hosts.
Oh, what lovely.
I'm better looking.
Okay.
Oh, boy.
A free week knocking stuff around. All right, Jeff. You knock my beverage ever. I'll be with it. Anyway, so I'm Justin.
I'm Joe.
He's Justin. I'm Jeff. This week, switching it up.
Yeah. We are switching up. We have a new setup, so.
Yeah, we had technical difficulties this week, so we had to make do with what we had, and so we're.
Everything hates me.
Yeah.
And another little switch up.
Yeah.
There's not much to talk about this week.
By not much, it's
pretty much nothing. So we're going to call this the first ever LOLEN Free Week.
Free Week.
We are looking like free weeks.
This week.
I'm going to stop playing Pokemon.
Jeff is going to stop playing Pokemon, and we are going to talk about stuff. But first,
stuff. Yeah, whatever you want.
Follow us on Twitter at LOLEN_show.
I've actually, since this is a free week.
Well, hold on. I got another announcement for the guys and the ladies that watch us. It is in the works as of today that we're going to have officially our own website. That'll be up within the next 2-3 weeks, maybe.
Yeah, we'll get it going.
And so we'll put more pertinent information, more prominent information in regards to our show and what's going on and, visual stuff. And, when we have interviews with, artists, which we intend to have, we'll have their, works and stuff like that on there. But after that, we're going to get straight into the free week. It's just whatever we want this week.
We're getting a little loose.
Starting with how radio announcer Steve looks.
I'm
look
ready.
So professional. It's ridiculous. You have, the jacket on with your headset and all that jazz, and I'm just looking like a nerd. So last week I mentioned that I got a TSM jacket, and it came in, and I'm wearing it.
It's Google. Really good looking.
Oh, my God.
A lot better than I thought it would.
It would be a little thick.
This is small. Can you believe it? Yeah. It's crazy, right?
Snug.
When they got the small, I was like, it's a little fit, but all right, whatever. And then, came in great.
Well, I might end up with a TSM jacket next week.
Oh, my God. I would just rub it in Jeff's stupid, dumb CLG face.
He can wear a CLG jacket and look sad in it.
I'm wearing a T-shirt from Walmart and write CLG on it.
I don't actually think CLG has jackets.
Of course not.
They don't have jackets. They have hoodies.
Boom.
Ugh.
We are. Look at this. All right. We're going to move on.
They might have a track jacket. I'm not sure on that. But I know they have really nice hoodies.
Sure.
Also, really rad wristbands.
Everything in League of Legends when it comes to wristbands is rad.
Yeah.
I hate it.
I got you a wristband.
I did, but I work all the time now.
I ran Anna wore it.
You don't even play League of Legends.
You are not my support. Get off.
But anyway, moving on.
Jeff, you were going to mention something about free week?
Free week.
Nope.
All right.
Okay.
Good enough. To make it a free
week. I did. I was.
Don't know anymore.
Can't remember.
I guess we do have a few things worth mentioning. For patch 5.6 comes out tomorrow.
Right? Tomorrow.
It's nothing.
It's nothing.
Jeez, it's nothing.
There's
these could be soft patches.
Yeah. I would the only exciting thing about this patch is the new skins coming out, which we mentioned last week in detail.
Yeah. So watch that episode.
Yeah.
Go watch.
A lot more happened last week.
Yeah. Well, hopefully this one's at least entertaining as opposed to informative.
There are some buffs. There are some nerfs. Nothing that really.
The Sejuani nerfs are pretty brutal.
Yeah.
90%, 30% are slow on our ultimates.
Yeah, if you miss.
Well, I guess that, separates the good ults from the bad ults.
No, I don't think so.
Like, it's really hard to actually miss that?
No. So here's the thing about Sizzlebunny. So I used to play a lot of... Like, when I used to play jungle a lot back in, like, early season 3, I played a lot of jungle, and I played a lot of primarily Volibear jungle and Sizzlebunny jungle. They're two big things, right? And the thing about the Sizzlebunny ult is, like, it's like Leona ult. So when you're in lower divisions or less skilled players, a good bronze, like, or silver, like, Sizzlebunny ult or Leona ult are... You're going to hit somebody. You're going to lock someone down. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, like, getting the slow is just goodness. Like, it's just you didn't expect that to happen. It's probably not going. Or, you know, it's something you don't expect. I'm going to word this. So hype. About everything. No. My point to all this is, like, you don't intend to hit more than one person with the ult, like the lockdown.
Right.
So
if you're bad,
right. Well, that's my point, though, is like
did you see them? Like,
a lot of people are bad, though.
I helped their entire team almost 100% of the time. Go watch the game. Rewatch it.
But anyway, other than that, I think Cass hasn't got a different change again.
I mean, they'll get it right someday.
I mean, I don't even know if he does.
I don't even, like, care about Kasten anymore.
Right, at this point. Like, no one's playing him anymore.
Right.
It doesn't actually matter.
Yeah, people are still playing him. Not, like,
good people, but people.
I mean, we play him.
No, we don't.
Snap does all the time.
I've never seen... Admittedly, I don't pay attention to Snap almost ever.
God.
Like, I love Snap, don't get me wrong, but 90% of the time I don't actually pay attention to what he does. Like, he played a game of Gragas today, I think. And
he was so on ball.
I know, he was. But,
No, on ball. Like...
Yeah. He had some jukes, and then he ran straight into... Friggin' Zap. All right.
Anyway,
I don't pay attention to him. Point is, that's the patch.
I don't
care enough about it.
Luden's Echo is gone for a little bit.
I think the problem with that was I saw a thing on Reddit today.
It doesn't make cool enough sounds.
That's the big problem.
Yeah.
Like, the splash effect is lame.
It needs to look cooler.
Right.
It needs to look cooler.
I'm not going to play with it until it looks cooler.
I don't care how good it is.
I'm so vain.
Right? Look how great...
Can I get a skin for that item?
God, right. You want to make more money.
Yeah, don't give them any more ideas.
Right.
They hurt my wallet enough.
Right. That's like, I was telling you guys before the show, like, I got, like, $35... worth of Rhino dollars this last week, I think. Last 2 weeks, and I just spent it all on mystery skins.
And it worked out for you.
Yeah.
Tell the people what you got.
I got, alright, so I bought two skins, like, specifically. Like, I wanted them, I got them, because I knew I wanted them. I got Dino Gnar and Sweetheart Annie, because I wanted those. Because I've been playing a lot of Annie. Like, I was terrible at Annie, and so I made the commitment to, like, get better at her and play her more often. So I like her now. So I was like, I like her. What do you do when you get, like, champion? Get the skin. Why not?
You don't
want to look at Freebie, Jeff.
I have a skin for every single champion that I play. Every ADC, except for Urgot and Lucian.
I have a single...
You didn't get Crabgot last week when it was on sale?
I actually did. Did I tell you that?
You did.
That's the third.
Because you're a smart man.
I remember that. It's two
you
things.
Didn't buy
it. It's literally...
I do not own
essentially,
Urgot.
I bought Urgot.
Yeah.
I bought Urgot with
I bought a real
point.
Champion.
No, with influence points specifically to buy Crabgot. I'm not kidding.
I bought a real champion
when you
buy influence points? I don't know.
Yeah, I swear to God, if you played, say, Taric, I would just put this.
No!
This gigantic, long L table. I would just put all of it.
No. I do have a Taric skin.
I have a Taric skin, too. I'm not going to lie.
But I...
Do you own Taric?
I do not own Target.
Good.
Target. I own Target.
You own the company.
But no, I did not buy Crabgot.
Who was on sale last week?
I didn't buy him with RP.
Whatever. Point is, I got two good skins, Fnatic Janna, which is really sweet. I'm actually really jazzed about that. And I got Soul Reaver Draven, super jazzed about that too. And I got Battle Regalia Poppy, which whatever.
It's Poppy.
Right. It's not Lollipoppy, which is kind of.
Yeah, good. Thank God. Didn't want to have nightmares.
Nightmares.
Anyway.
Worse than Nocturne.
Yeah. Darkness. I'll take that. I'll take Darkness. What you got for me, man? Whatever. Fear? Done. And I got...
Unmasked Kale?
Oh, Unmasked Kale.
You wanna, me that.
I know I did. I want to play support Kale one day. no matter how terrible it is.
Kale's really good. Solo queue.
Not a support, though.
It's just damage.
I know, that's the point. Like, why wouldn't you just take, like...
Camarina, bot lane.
YOLO. Anyway.
CC is important, guys.
So, but yeah, the point of this story was that Raito took my money hand over fist this week. And I didn't actually get any, like, the new skins. Like, I was looking at, because I've been playing, because, you know, Nautilus support's been all over the LCS.
Oh,
so
yeah.
I saw Nation play it last week, or, like, preparing for this week with it. All that jazz. I know you're really excited about that. And I was this close, I'm not even kidding, this close to getting Warden Nautilus.
Mm.
He's a support now. I need a skin for all my supports. And it's like 750, and it looks metal. It's so metal.
It's still not Astro Nautilus, though.
But it's so metal.
But...
Like, listen,
I don't want to get Warden Super.
Really?
I don't.
It looks cool.
I have a couple Super skins.
I have the only one that matters, which is Xena.
Oh, yeah. I have, what is it? It's the Frost Blade.
The lame one?
No, it's...
For lame people?
For lame-os. And then I think I have a free one. It was, like, Huntress or something.
Didn't you really spend this much time on skins?
Absolutely. It's a free week.
Hey, do what I want. I'm a real dad. He's dead.
Oh. That's the first mention.
Oh, yeah.
By the way, listeners, Justin's dad is dead. But
7 years old? Oh, well, 7 years old, and I'm way over it. We're good. All is well in the house of Justin.
Speaking of bad jokes that we all make, in this group at least, the I can't read jokes.
Very stupid. Which is why Steven's actually near the prompt. So that we can get an idea for what we should be on, because Jeff can't read.
Yeah.
Can't
mean,
read well.
We
get that out
we
there.
Let Jeff read the first episode.
And we remember how good that was.
And
I froze because I can't read.
We were proud of him though.
I did my best.
He
okay.
got through those zillion changes.
Right.
Like
and
a boss.
You know, and actually, speaking of which, I haven't played zillion. At all.
I haven't seen anybody play
right.
Zillion since this change.
You know, and that blows my mind. I thought those changes were really good.
Yeah.
I thought they were really
good.
We
were excited.
Yeah,
that
I'm
AoE
so
stun is sweet.
But I don't know.
It's really hard. There's definitely a learning curve.
Sure, I mean.
The bombs, obviously, being a skill shot, are much harder to land. And the fact that you have to land them both on the same
chain. That's the big killer, though. Mm-hmm. That 3 second time zone you have in to kind of, like, combo it. Like you didn't really have, you had more time before. So, like, now that it's, like, a definitive flat three, whether it's on or off of, like, something, makes it way more stressful.
Yeah, it's pretty hard. I tried it a couple times.
Yeah.
Like, 3 times, maybe.
Yeah.
I'm sure if I played it more, then I'd be better at it. But...
Yeah, but it's still in. Whatever.
Yeah.
I mean, there's better supports, so.
I agree. I think there's...
I mean, I...
You have Leona and Annie and
I really
Leona.
Do think that he's
Jeez.
Really good, though. I would recommend playing him.
I mean, I guess when you've got more reliable CC in a support, why not take it?
I think that's a huge, huge comment. Actually, I think that's probably some of the most on-ball comment.
On point.
Mm. On ball.
On ball, by the way, is a comment we use when something is not actually on the ball, which is like a derpier version. So that's,
on the ball instead
right.
of on ball.
Yeah. Like when someone's actually doing well, they're on the ball or they're on point. But when they're like playing like all tech, they're on ball.
So
watch on ball.
Me and Steve actually watched the All-Tech verse whoever.
The All-Tech verse all of them? Just get pooed on, dude.
All-Tech verse of any game, actually.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't remember who they were playing, but it's actually...
Impulse?
It sounds right. What
yeah.
do you mean?
It's Winter Fox.
Yeah.
Winter
Fox. They were, I think they were playing. No. This was this
no.
Sunday.
Oh, okay.
It was this Sunday. He picked my man Twitch.
I heard about that. I heard they discovered, like, a huge bug with Twitch this week. That you couldn't, if you ulted, you couldn't do damage to the inhibitor towers.
Huh.
Yeah.
Weird.
That's bad.
Huh.
Like, it's not even like it didn't do as much damage as the ult should. It just didn't do anything.
Huh.
Like, you'd sit there and auto it for the entire duration of your ultimate, and it wouldn't do anything.
Huh.
Yeah. Problem down.
Anyway, he's bad.
Yeah.
He picked my man Twitch. And, you know, just got pooped on.
I do want to give the guy a little bit of credit. He did play a better ADC than he did a support.
Which is, that's not a big step, though.
Yeah.
He didn't play support good at all. Like,
yeah.
He, like, I could play better as Leona. I did play better than Leona. I do
play better Leona.
Yeah.
We'll get back to that.
Anyway.
When are we coming back to that? Let's get on that topic.
Freeweek, do it alone.
But yeah, Altec just... Oh, what was the game with Lulu just putting down the disrespect
on...
It was Nautilus, I think.
Yeah, that was rude.
God. So, I think it was that game.
Yeah, it was that game.
I think... No, it was the game before, wasn't it?
Well, oh, okay, yeah. Altec and carry the same. Sure.
So Lulu, I can't remember what game it was.
Sure,
it was.
The point is...
Lulu beat the crap out of Nautilus, and, like, it, the game was over.
Yeah.
Like, they are...
No hope allowed.
Yeah.
Right.
Like after, like, 2 seconds after, the Nexus actually exploded. So Lulu beats the crap out of Nautilus, and just starts dancing.
As the dots are killing him.
Yeah, as the... He's not dead yet. She's still dancing. I was like, oh my god.
That's unfortunate.
It's such disrespect.
I mean, why not, right? See, you know, that's another crazy thing about the LCS that I found. I would think like they would just like flaunt it way. Like, there's a lot of respect in the LCS. Now, admittedly, you hear every once in a while about how, like, you know, Dyrus or like Doublelift especially will say, Doublelift especially will say something super just like, whoa.
I was watching one of his interviews the other day. He's like, they asked him a question about, so what do you think about the other players or something, like, kind of like that.
Mm-hmm.
And he was like, well, they're all trash.
Yeah.
Cool.
He said, yeah,
like,
he said
all the time.
They
like,
are all trash.
And you're like, Doublelift, dude. Bruh.
Call respect.
Right, man.
No. There's none there.
Like, lack of.
Doesn't even care. One of the reasons why I just can't even.
It's like
he is my idol.
Right. It's like seeing a pro player get salty. You're like, I didn't think that happened.
Mm-hmm.
Like with Dyrus after the CLG game, they won against CLG, and Dyrus was so like, I didn't play the game.
I didn't get to play League of Legends.
That was him. He was that. He was like, that's Mearson. I didn't get to play the game.
Yeah.
I'm Dyrus. I went top.
That is the one thing I do appreciate about professional League of Legends play, is like, I can watch some other pro sport, like football, and like, I can watch this big meathead like talk crap, and I'm like,
Tom Brady,
this is just annoying. But when I watch like a League of Legends nerd like get a little frisky,
get a little butt rustle,
I like it.
Yeah,
it's fun.
Yeah, they don't have like properly articulate
right
why it is they're frustrated or how frustrated they are, so they kind of just do that, you know, stupid whatever.
I just wanted to play League of Legends, and I don't make the plays. My team tells me what to do. I do it. I love Dyrus. Oh, man.
Can I just get him to, like, do my voicemail for me? Oh, hello? Justin's not here. Like, call back or something, I guess. Or not. Mr. Perry says hello.
Dyrus, hope you're listening. We love you, buddy.
God, I hope you listen.
Doublelift, please. Can you carry me?
Can you?
No, I don't even care if you, like, even play a game with me. I want you on this show. I want...
Just
like, a playmat signed by you saying, get better, trash.
You're trash, and
trash,
just
get better.
Just signed by Doublelift where it's like, kill yourself, go.
Uninstall.
Uninstall.
Hang yourself with the
Love Dyrus.
Love Doublelift, right.
Love Doublelift.
God. Double Dyrus.
Double Diss.
God, like, I follow him on Twitter.
So much. And you know what's crazy? Like, Reggie used to do that. Like, that was, like, Reggie's thing. Was like, he was the only person in League, not the only person, maybe, but, like, the most vocal person in League of Legends that would just talk so much crap. And I hate. And I don't, like, listen, I'm wearing a TSM Letterman jacket. I love TSM. I will root for them every day of every year, every event, no matter what. But Reginald... I hate Reginald. I hate him. Reginald and Monte Cristo are the worst people in like League of Legends management that I've ever seen.
Shots fired.
I don't
you heard
care.
It here.
Listen, if, like I said last week, I say it this week. If they want to get all butt rustled and, you know, booty blasted because some chump on the internet that has a show that has like maybe 40 viewers a week doesn't like them, then they have way worse priorities than I do.
Sure.
Whatever. You know what I mean? Same time. Forget Reginald. Such a piece of crap. But you know what I mean? Like, Jeff loves Doublelift for more or less essentially the same thing that Reginald did. And I don't actually dislike Doublelift. He's good. Reginald was good. I'm not going to challenge that. Like, how ignorant do I have to be to say Reginald wasn't good? He was good. I mean, he wasn't great by any means. Bjergsen's way better.
Yeah.
Way better.
That's Bjergsen.
Bjergsen is better at his worst times than Reginald ever was in his prime. I don't care who knows it. I don't care who hears that. Point is, I hate Reggie. Anyway.
Shout it from the internet rooftops.
Yeah, I will. I will. I'll let all of the cyberspace.
On the
worldwide
the
web.
Information superhighway. You're going to surf the web and tell us how you feel.
Forget Reginald. But, yeah. What are you doing, Jeff?
Looking at Doublelift.
Can we, let's get back on it.
Bring it back.
Get back
let's,
on
it. Let's break into this this little teaser for some Teemo thing.
Oh, yeah. We got a lot to talk about. We actually refrained from talking about it before the show, so we can get it all in 3 weeks. So we, like, filled with whatever we want, so.
Yeah.
All right, Jeff, you got it. It's all you.
Jeff, they can't see that your hands raised.
Yeah. They can't see your hands raised.
Great radio.
So.
Don't look at me like that, Jeff. Anyway, what do you have to say about
it? I can't.
You know, whatever.
I can't even. No. So I'm a big fan of Teemo.
Yeah, you and every other teenager in the universe.
Yeah.
You'll grow up eventually.
I will. Anyway, so Teemo.
You'll discover real top fingers. They're also Yordles. Rumble, but you know, still.
He's a giant robot.
Yeah.
So Teemo.
Yeah, Teemo.
Okay. So
Matt Fallout Teemo. Right. Go on.
There's a new thing out. I don't know if anybody's seen it, except for, like, us and, like,
if
people.
Not, we'll send a link through Twitter and you should see it.
Yeah. It's really rad. Omega Squad. It's what it's called, Omega Squad.
We don't have any information on it, though. All
yeah.
we have is
it's a
like,
little teaser.
A Teemo voiceover saying, like, really dark, like...
I used to follow the code.
Creepypasta sort of thing.
I used to follow the code. And then, like...
You'd be surprised how well fur burns.
Yes! Oh, my God!
Oh, my God! Feel it in a little bit.
And, like, you get to click on, like, different, like, items.
So, like,
from...
I don't know. You guys may or not have seen this, and if you have, this is going to be boring. If you haven't, just check it out.
I'm so hype.
It's basically just kind of like this, like, what appears to be, like, a desk or a room with a bunch of, like, bits and pieces from,
like
other characters.
Like a superhero workshop kind of deal, where he's, like, a villain and he
posts
bullshit on his...
just whatever, wherever kind of thing. Like, they have, like, the Mundo Needle. They have, like, Firefire, Tristana Hat. They've got, like, a Kaelin gun. They have all this stuff kind of, like, nestled into the area around it. You can kind of click on stuff. And, like, he'll say little, like, catchphrases. Like, so if you click on Corky's Hat, he says, you'd be surprised how well fire... Or, like, fur burns. You're like, oh, King Kaelin.
Yeah. So,
whoa, Team Tam, let's make
The little, like, clicky icon, the mouse cursor turns into, like, this rad helmet thing.
Yeah, like, the focus, like, the loading screen and the focus of the picture is this, like, specific helmet.
It looks so, like, Fallout-y.
Yeah,
it
like, Fallout
very
Fallout-y.
I mean, the tagline for it is, war changes a Yordle. And
a Wardle?
Wardle.
Wardle.
It's a War-Yordle?
War-Yordle. So... But I want to say because of it being Omega Squad.
Yeah, there's going to be more than one skin.
Yeah.
For what we can only assume is like a Yordle's like team.
Yeah.
Like.
Well, I mean, Fiora's Blade was there. Tristana's
hat
was there.
League is really good at like throwing you off. Like, no one noticed the Brom Poro in Winter Wonder Lulu's splash art. No one did. So, like, Riot is really good at putting stuff where it's not supposed to be.
Mm-hmm.
Really good at putting stuff where
you
think
it's
going to be.
Yeah, and, like, the pool party splash art.
The arm with Jinx, yeah.
Jinx was there.
You know, they do that, where they mislead you. They, like, lead you astray and all that stuff. So.
And they put crap, like, little hints, if you
almost,
want.
Like, dead center of most things.
Like, in the mecha skins, there was Kog'Maw and
you
Garner.
Mean,
in the thing.
You mean Battlecast? Like Victor's skin.
Yeah.
They had all four of them or five of them in there. Yeah. Point is,
I'm...
You know, and that's the thing. I'm really upset. If it's another friggin' Teemo skin, like, God, does Teemo not need another stupid skin?
Watch. It's going to be like a Zack skin.
I would lose it. I'd be finally so jazzed with that. Yeah. No. I don't think anyone would... Like, if even if they went us, like, through the trouble of making us think it was, like, a Teemo skin, it was like, jokes at Zack. I'd be like, yeah, done.
Thank you.
All day.
But I'm so hyped.
I ain't even
I'm going to get it. I don't care. I love
you. It doesn't even matter how good it is, what the price is. It could be any. It could be not even Teemo. You've already settled on the fact that you're going to
get it. Yeah, no, I'm so hyped. Like, I know it's going to be Teemo.
You know it.
I have a feeling.
You want to put money on it? You want to put money on it? Don't gamble, kids.
$10.
God, no. It's Teemo. I'm not even going to...
Like, you know it's Teemo. Like, yeah. With a Fallout armor crap, and he has, like, grenades for, like, mushrooms, and then just, like, his blowguns,
it's
an AK-74, or, like...
47,
74.
It's very reminiscent of, like, 90s comic books.
Yeah.
Where all of a sudden we're just, like, Edgetown.
I mean...
pouches than scent.
Riot has a track record of their grimdark, edgy skins. And,
Teemo. Like, he's a psychotic little squirrel.
Yeah.
Like, dude...
Like, that dude is emotionally destroyed.
Have I mentioned that I hate Teemo?
No.
I think everybody actually hates Teemo, except for me.
I don't hate Teemo. I've got no emotional connection to him. I don't dislike him. I think he's got too many skins, so I don't want him to have another one. But
Astronaut...
Yeah, Astronaut, Super Not... There's Astronaut Teemo, Super Teemo, Badger
Teemo,
Panda Teemo. He's got...
Happy Elf Teemo.
Happy Elf Teemo. Recon Teemo. There's more. I know there is. Holy Christ, is there more?
Yeah, there's a lot. But I'm so excited. God, am I excited.
Like, if we get a Yordle skin, that'd be sweet.
I'd love a Team Yordle skin.
Yeah.
That'd be cool.
Like, if they did more of that sort of thing, where, like, regional-based skin sets, that'd be sweet. Well, another interesting thing about it, too, was that once you zoomed in on the medals, they had the Champion Award medals. We talked about last week how they were, like, doing that
the Masteries.
Yeah, the Champion Masters.
Yeah.
And they had those medals in, like, the metal box.
Mm.
So, who was it? It was a friend of mine that was saying, like, what if they give out skins for reaching
that
a certain... Oh, I thought it was Chris, too.
No, I just said that. And then Stan Factor was like, no, it's wrong. You're wrong.
Sure. But either way, like, there was an idea, like, kind of tossed out that was almost immediately tossed aside, too. That was, like, what if they gave out skins for reaching a certain proficiency in Champion? And we're like, because he kept mentioning the word proficiency. I don't remember how or where. Or, like, you could say I have a proficiency in killing or something like that.
Hmm.
Yeah.
That's true.
So, you know what I mean? Like, it was this idea that maybe it's, like, the champion's...
Like, you get max rank.
Yeah.
And you get, like, this rad skin.
I mean, so everyone will have this skin. Like, you just play Teemo until it's not fun to play Teemo anymore. And even then, you keep playing friggin' Teemo.
Yeah, it's fun to play Teemo.
Not even that, but because, like, it does, like we've already discussed, the champion master, you don't... You don't
decay
out of them. You can't decay out of them. So, like, you know, there's no reason not to just keep playing the character until you're, like, max, you know, champion, like, mastery or whatever.
Yeah. I want to play Teemo.
Whatever.
Have fun.
Yeah, really.
I'm going to get, like...
You're not playing anything Teemo with me. Oh, my God, I'll be living. That'll be so bad.
We did. You saw it, too, didn't you?
No,
Ezreal with Static Shiv and
They only ever like procs every other one. Like, well, Static Shiv is up and
no,
won't
your Static Shiv only goes on your Q, and your Ludens Echo goes
procs on your
on your ultimate your Ludens Echo does, and then your basically you're not going to get both
ever.
Ever.
I think it's fair, though. Can imagine.
I want it to be both.
So bad. You should try that out with Jax.
Huh.
Because he's hybrid build, too. You used to build him hybrid. He still has hybrid ratios.
Yeah.
But he's not obviously built hybrid now.
What?
He's not a hybrid champion. Used to be hybrid. He used to be, like, AP-based, too.
Cool.
Ooh. Yeah, we can do it all day, but either way.
Well, we can't, because Luden's Echo is removed in 5.6.
So I'm not actually unhappy about... You know, like, I know... Like, what was it? It was Bard that we were really disappointed with. Like,
mm-hmm.
The Riot,
I'm not disappointed.
I wasn't disappointed.
I am.
I had fun.
That's good. I mean, like,
Pac-Man is a very enjoying game.
Engageable.
But, I mean, whether or not he's good is a whole different story.
Sure.
Yeah, no, I have fun playing.
I think that's my point, though. Like, I would not classify Bard as good. There are at least five other supports I pick sooner than I pick Bard. And even if you took, away, like, let's say, for sake of argument, you're in, like, a ranked game or a tournament or whatever, and you're first pick, and you have the option to ban whatever you want for whatever reason, and you literally go, like, Annie, Nautilus, Leona, Braum, Thresh, Janna. Those are your six bans, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, you can't ban anyone else out, and you just targeted supports. Like, both teams, for whatever reason, just was like, you know what? Supports are dumb. Forget them. I still have...
Leona,
which is insane. I still have...
Morgana.
Morgana, which is dumb. Those very good choices, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, there's still three champions I would rather go with.
There's still not a real reason to play Bard. I think he has his place in the right comp. I'm not sure what that comp is.
Sure, absolutely. I just don't think like Dynamite or anything I would go for immediately. But either way, this actually makes me an interesting point. I saw a Reddit post that said, someone was like, I 100%, no questions asked, love the meta right now.
Hmm.
And everyone was really quick to be like, go in there and like start burning bridges.
Like, no, you're dumb, you're wrong.
Stupid, and you don't know what you're talking about, and you should kill yourself.
Yeah.
But he was like, well, hold on now. Think about it. Just think about it. And he listed all of the like viable champions per lane. And he was like, diverse. And he was like, this is the most diverse meta we've ever been in.
Yeah.
You can play an AP champion top. You can play a bruiser top. You can play a tank top. You can play like a deeps top. You can go Aurelia. Or, you know, Annie, or Lissandra, or Jax, or,
yeah,
you know, you can do a Gnar, which is a straight tank. You know what I mean? Your jungle is similar. You can go Rengar or Vi for deeps. You can go Nunu or
T-Bone.
I hate you so much.
You did.
Got you to say it.
Stop. In this episode. Free week, not including Jeff. But you have tanks like Nautilus and Nunu, or not Nautilus, but you have like Nunu and just played it. Who was it? It was a champion that just played it. It was Nunu and someone else. Sejuani, thank you. Exactly, Sejuani. You can play more.
Twisted Fate kind of fell off.
Yeah,
that's
weird.
Someone else did come into the jungle recently.
Exactly. Yeah, I'm not.
I haven't played it.
I won't. You need to play it.
No.
He was straight up, yeah.
I have the junglers that I like, and I don't like Fizz.
That's fair. You know, but, like, your supports are diverse. We named, what, 6 + 3 is 9 different supports across 3 different methodologies?
Yeah, all of which viable.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
You have your tanks, like Nautilus and Braum.
Did we get beat by that Lee Sin?
Nah. Yeah, we did. We lost to them.
I mean, just watch the LCS and you'll see. Like,
yeah,
we saw York this weekend.
Yeah. And it did great.
Yeah.
It did absolutely great. Mid laners have, like, you know, like, assassins like Zed and Ahri. You have
Yasuo this weekend.
Yeah, we have support-based, like, mid laners, like Orianna.
It's Project Yasuo, too.
Mm.
Like a bronzy.
Bronze 5.
Project Yasuo. Either way. Yeah, you have assassins like Talon and Kassadin and Ahri and Zed that show up. You have like, you know, AP burst mages like Xerath and Karthus and
LeBlanc.
But I think she's actually more of an assassin.
I would not call Karthus an AP burst. Like his
Q does
a burst.
But like my point though. You have, like, more support or more, like, objective-based support or mid laners, like Orianna is a good example. Annie's really good in mid laner.
Orianna.
You know what I mean? You have how many AD carries you can play that are viable? Basically everything, but, like, what?
Ash.
Kog'Maw and Ash?
Kog'Maw saw play this weekend.
Yeah,
Kog'Maw's good.
Corki played a mid laner?
Mm-hmm.
Yep. You know what I mean? Like
League of Diversity.
Really, yeah. Very, very diverse.
It's Morello's dream.
Yeah. Get on it, man. And, I mean, like, obviously as a support, I don't really see that often. And, you know, we still have, like, you know, but I think it's a really big change, a really refreshing change from last year.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we could almost put bets on, not even who won or lost, but more, like, what the teams are going to be. You know what I mean? It was, like, either pick Lee Sin or Rengar for the jungle, They're going to either pick, like, Aurelia or Jax at the top lane. They're going to pick, like, Orianna or LeBlanc for the mid lane. They're going to pick either, you know what I mean? Like, there's very definitive.
Right.
They were very, very, Lucian was just not to be touched.
Mm-hmm.
The only good AD carry. Him and Ezreal were just the end-all, be-all of AD carries.
I don't play a lot of Lucian, but God, when I play Lucian,
whatever. There's a rap song called Lucian. I know. Totally.
Like, never lose. Lucian's still really good.
Yeah, I mean, he's still really good. He's great with Braum.
Mm-hmm.
King Conflict up. Yeah, but like I said, diversity is great this season. I'm really excited. You know, we see a lot of balance changes. Like, more so than I would say.
Absolutely.
Than we have in the last, you know, patches and last seasons. But I think, like, maybe Riot knows that there's a lot of diversity and they want to really kind of keep that going.
Yeah.
So
that's what the game needs.
Yeah, I agree.
How many champions are there?
126.
Right.
Yeah.
Like, you...
Yeah, you need it.
You don't want the game to get stale. You don't want to see the same 10 champions every game.
Right.
It's like, why have all these champions if it's not worth playing them?
Yeah. And, like, as long as Taric isn't a played ever, I'm happy. Because Taric's stupid. Shouldn't be in the game.
ADC Karai.
Did I tell you about how I used to play Tower Top every once in a while?
My friends used to do, when we were first starting out with League of Legends, would do a Singed Taric duo top lane. And would never lose.
Oh, my God.
It was insane.
Yeah.
Stun, flip.
Flip, stuns.
Just dead. Oh, yeah. It's like Kill City.
But the better half of Hook City is back.
Nautilus.
I'm
so excited.
I've been playing a little more Nautilus support. And it's a little awkward, actually. You don't do as much as you think you might.
No. You really, like, save the hooks for when it matters.
Yeah, exactly. We encountered that problem with my Janna's, where it's like, I think maybe I should just not throw whirlwinds out, like, every 20 seconds, just because I can.
Yeah.
And Jeff's like, duh. What are you doing, man? And I'm like, I don't know, Janna things? Forget you. But yeah. How much time do we have left? Oh, man. Look at all that time. Whatever we want to talk about. I'm going to steal some of this.
It's gone.
Oh, God, Steven. Killing me.
I'm super caffeinated.
Yeah, I know. Jeff's just tuning out. What's going on? What are you doing, big kid? You want to talk about it?
Man,
there's nothing going on in League of Legends this week. I hate to admit it, because we're supposed to be like the Entertainment and News show. We're supposed to bring information to you that you might not have known about.
But yeah, but the LCS was boring.
Man, it wasn't. Unicorn Love went 2-0. Beat the...
Yeah.
Beat 2-0. The crap out of Copenhagen Wolves.
Yeah.
Oh, God, beat them senseless.
Oh, what team disbanded? You talked about it.
Oh, yeah. Flash Wolves.
Flash Wolves,
yeah,
really?
Yeah, they immediately descended after Katowice.
Katowice?
Katowice.
Katowice.
Whatever.
Katowice.
In Poland.
Poland?
Katowice.
Katowice. Anyway, no, they immediately disbanded after. So, but that was the only other Korean team that made it to that, though.
Yeah.
WE was China, right?
Yes.
And GE Tigers was the only other Korean team. So, yeah, TSM's just going to win.
That's pretty much it. I mean, like...
I have to say about it.
You don't have anything to say about
so,
it.
So... Who was it? Oh, it was, I saw the tweet about Altec having food poisoning.
And you secretly rejoiced.
No, so
oh,
they
okay.
well,
not
yeah.
That much, though.
It was after they lost on Sunday,
yeah.
Correct?
Yeah.
This tweet went out?
Yeah, it was like, someone was like, yeah, well, you know, Altec had food poisoning, so that didn't help. And I was like, it's Altec, you can't really help him.
Oh,
he doesn't really help in the first place.
Yeah, no, there's nothing to help.
Like, yeah.
I don't know what
yeah.
you mean. Like,
stop
food
it.
Poisoning only makes it better.
You know, it's kind of...
It gives
funny.
Them an excuse
you know,
for being
kinda,
bad.
Yeah, it's kind of funny, actually. Next week, I looked at who TSM is playing next week. And I wanted, like... Yeah.
Oh,
Snapcall.
Why?
Knew it. You just knew exactly what... It's Coast and Cloud9. Coast on Saturday, Cloud9 on Sunday. Cloud9's not been looking great. It's unfortunate. You know, there was a really interesting thing about at the beginning of the season, way back at the beginning of the season,
mm-hmm.
there was this post like by this guy. I don't know if you've ever heard of him, but he's called Wyvernecton Y on Reddit.
Yeah.
You've heard of him.
Yeah.
And he's this guy that spoils things.
Yeah.
He just like flat out goes, this is what's coming up, guys, by the way. And he just says things like, you know, next champion's called Jinx. She's an ADC. She works like this. Later. And everyone, like entirety of Rito, hates him. They, like, it's literally like some, like, you know, like...
It's
like
Gosu?
Government coup kind of nonsense.
Fucking, like, yeah. A, like, a CIA
yeah,
agent that's
just,
like super
telling,
into League of
yeah,
Legends.
Yeah, telling you what's going on. And he was, like... He was like, he did that for a while. He would just, like, release things that shouldn't become out, or not coming out yet.
Mm-hmm.
So he did one for, like, League of Legends, like LCS. And most of them, I think, came true. I think he predicted Nidalee jungle, like, way in advance, which is kind of neat. But the one thing he mentioned was that this season, specifically, Lemonation is going to step down as a support and become the coach.
Hmm.
And I'm not saying I want Lemonation to step down as a support. But I think, truth be told, honestly, that's not a terrible idea.
Who's the support then?
Who would be the support for Cloud9? I have no idea. No idea. Me.
Gosu.
Me. It's me.
I like Lemon Nation, though. He's got that beard.
I have a beard.
He played Nautilus this
I'll
weekend.
Play Nautilus. Listen, Cloud9,
okay.
Listen to me. I'm looking at you, Cloud9. Just get me. Just like I've got references. Jeff, how good am I?
On a scale
of
one
Jeff,
to...
Don't kill this for me. I need this.
On a scale of one to Tarik.
Oh, my God. I'm not even, like, reaching... I'm starting in negative numbers.
Scale of one to Tarik.
It's
Tarik. How Tarik are you?
God.
Fabulous.
Truly outrageous.
Hey!
But, no. I don't know. I don't want to see, like, Lemonation go, but admittedly, I want a job. So. No, I'm hell-bent. I'm hell-bent.
I want a job. Jeez.
Who's our ADC? Sneaky. You ain't touching that zone. You are not touching.
I'll
Sneaky.
Be his bro.
Listen, Sneaky broke top 5 3 weeks running.
I'll
Cloud9's doing terribly.
Hmm.
Yeah, but like Sneaky don't care.
I thought Cloud9 was in like 4th.
Yeah, 4th from what? 1st last year? 2nd the year before? Like,
yeah.
Those are real hits.
Yeah.
Like, Impulse has been showing some colors. Like, I know maybe a lot of viewers might not be totally interested in LCS. That's why we try and keep it diverse in our subject matter every week. But
let's go back to Omega T-Squad.
God, can we not?
I'm
we
done
know,
with anything Teemo-related.
Yeah, we don't know anything about it, too. So, like, what can we possibly talk about? Speculate all day? Like, anyone cares?
Yeah.
Yeah. You want to talk about why wizards are secretly aliens, too?
What?
Yeah. Why not?
Wizards of the Coast?
No, like wizards, like... Gandalf people. Gandalf's secretly an alien.
Yeah.
So I'm going with this.
Okay.
That's kind of cool, though, if you think about it.
That make Vygar an alien?
We're done. We're just done. Point is, Lemonation could be a coach.
Hmm.
If, like, we've already talked about, I don't know if I've told this on the show.
I want to see him in a suit.
Yeah.
Oh, Jesus.
Gotta be sweet. But we've already talked about this, where the coach's, like, notebook actually takes second fiddle to whatever Lemonation has down anyway.
Hmm.
Like, the coach is almost there because he's, like, a mandatory, like, position. Like, Lemonation does it all anyway.
He's a figurehead.
Yeah, essentially.
A bobblehead of Lemonation. I heard figurehead, and I was like, bobblehead?
Yeah, Jeff, you're just...
Unrelated.
It's all about... It's that, the nut thing we did last week all over again.
Oh, the pecan?
Pecan. You weren't here for that. You had to use the restroom at the time.
No,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, lost on what a pecan was.
No.
We're not getting back into it.
We're over nuts.
Yeah, time or not, we're not.
Third.
Time or not,
by the way.
We're going to spend all week doing this. Like, we're not doing it. Point is, Lemonation should be a support, could be a support, and I think he will be. I'm not saying in one
coach.
Coach.
He is a support.
He's a really good one, too. He was the one that I think, you know, I don't know if this is true, but I know, we saw Lemonation's match history, like his personal solo queue match history, and it was just straight Nautilus.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Like 100% Nautilus. And they were all either, like most of them were wins, few losses here and there, but for the most part, just straight kicking ass with Nautilus. And I don't want to say definitively that I think people, like, took the memo, saw that, and were like, we gotta get on this Nautilus thing today. You know what I mean? I think maybe that people will, it was a collective sort of realization that Nautilus can be a good support, so they all started working on it not together necessarily, but simultaneously.
Right.
About the, like, distinctive understanding that other people are also working on it.
Especially with the buff to
yeah.
his E.
Yeah.
Like, that as a spammable...
Right. It plays as slow, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely it does.
I mean, you're forgoing it. Slows can be just as beneficial as stuns. I'm not saying they're comparable, but as a support, I'll take a slow.
Mm-hmm.
I'm totally cool with a slow. Which is right. And we talked about it with Bard's Cue, where, like, yeah, the stun is a pain to make happen, but it still applies to slow, and that's what makes it not terrible.
Right.
Like, if it didn't even have the slow, that would be... He would be a...
You would never play him.
Like, champion. He would overall
yeah.
not be worth playing. But with that slow, it makes him still valuable. And, like, the opportunity to get the stun and all that stuff still gives him merit. So, point is, supports, I like doing that. Champions are neat. Target can go away.
Yeah.
It's just go away.
I don't think anyone would really notice if, like, one patch they didn't even mention it in the patch
yeah,
notes
like,
and Targ was
really kind of like swindling.
There would be like two guys like raging at their computer desk, but
Ryan.
Ryan.
It'd probably be like one guy.
Yeah.
Named I Love Targ.
And he's just like dressed up as Targ
right.
all day.
Weird. He's like Garen, where like you pretty much like forget he exists as a champion until you run into the one douche nozzle that can kick your butt with him and you're just like, I don't know what happened here.
And he's been playing Garen for 4 years and like
just like match history from like
yeah,
now
just
till beta.
Straight Garen.
From now from beta.
Right.
Every Garen skin
yeah.
named whatever and
like, yeah, like named Garen.
His summoner name is Garen.
Yeah.
Like
right.
He got it first.
You got it first, guys.
The guy that's named Anonymous. One guy named Anonymous out there, and you're just like, man, that dude's
I
got
want
it.
That email from Gmail, anonymous@gmail.com.
How'd that work out?
Taken.
Really?
We wouldn't
never would have guessed.
Right. So,
I wanted inbox@gmail, but that's also taken.
Shocker. But anyway, yeah, League of Legends is kind of boring, I'm not going to lie. It's not boring, it's just... I feel like a lot is, like, coming down to its, like, final conclusion. Like, LCS is almost on... It's on its way out.
Yeah.
Like, next week is week 9, the final week of the spring split.
Team Coast has solidified their place in 10.
Yeah, did they.
Locked in.
Locked in.
You know, though, Team Coast has a real golden opportunity to screw TSM, though.
How so?
Real gold. So, Cloud9 is probably... Like, we've already acknowledged that TSM versus Coast is basically a free win.
Yeah.
Right?
I'm waiting for like them to pull it out of their hat.
That's
like,
what I'm saying though. Like, people are like more inclined to say I'm more worried about the Cloud9 matchup because Cloud9 is actually good. You know what I mean? So they if anyone.
If you're gonna say that Team Coast has even a chance of beating,
they have been holding it in,
right?
Throwing
like,
games.
They have been charging up. They're like the Super Kamehameha wave. Just to take down.
Everybody, like,
seconds
yes,
before the match start, they
right.
pull out 5 subs.
Yeah.
And it's
exactly.
like,
they've been, like
5 Koreans
camping in Korea.
That we didn't know existed.
Right. Exactly.
You're like, yeah, we fired our whole team, but hold up. We got new ones. But here they are.
Right.
And it's like Bjergsen. Bjergsen.
How?
Super Saiyan.
Oh.
Right. Super
oh,
Saiyan, Bjergsen. Super Saiyan, Double Lift, and like.
Maha and Piglet and all that craziness.
But yeah, I'm
Shin Lust Boy.
Right.
Necro.
The Odd One.
Gosu.
Right, all of them. Point is, but if you do the math, so like I said, Cloud9 of both parties, Coast and Cloud9, is the more likely candidate to take TSM off of the first position slot. Because they're first place right now.
Mm-hmm.
And they're first place by one game. Literally one game. Cloud9 is what, fourth place?
Fourth, I believe.
Fourth? Who's third? Impulse? Yeah, we have technology for this. Give me a second. Point is, all of this, if Coast manages to, for some through
just
some miracle,
stop. There's no
Coast,
way.
Listen, like if through some miracle manages to take out Cloud9's third.
Third. Okay.
If TSM tanks it to Coast. And Cloud9 just has to show up on Sunday. Show up on Sunday. And they have an opportunity to take TSM out of the running of first and second. Because first and second are the only two slots that matter.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Like, this is a thing that could happen in, like, other Earth where TSM all get, like, explosive diarrhea before the game.
Right. I'm not saying it's...
Yo.
Listen, I'm not saying it's...
Pecans are going to be real then.
Yeah, you're right. More pecans than pee, really.
Yeah.
I just think it's insanity to even bring this up as a plausible thing.
I'm the TSM Jets. I know. I'm rooting for him. Don't get me wrong.
I keep looking at that logo. I'm like, what is this guy talking about?
You are a sacrilege, man. Heathen. What's wrong with you? No, I get that. I'm just saying, if you think about it.
Let me cater your dinner, TSM.
I understand what you're saying.
There is a golden opportunity here for Coast to not be the winners, but be the world's biggest sourpusses in the entirety of League of Legends. Like, don't do dick all season and then come out of total left field.
They will
last,
be 2 and
at the last week,
but the,
do nothing but make TSM not.
There is nothing they can do to make Chris good. Did any, like, we watched that game on Sunday, and he was like, he died like 7 times before 15 minutes.
Who was playing? It was Lissandra.
He was playing Lissandra. It was just.
It was like 0-6 by like 5
mid laner
or something.
He was playing. He was playing top.
Okay.
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know.
God, I just like I think they're. I don't think anybody can be that bad though. That's why I'm saying.
Right.
They're gonna pull it out.
Something's coming. Something's
they're
brewing.
They're gonna pull it out. Like they are paid by the government.
Yeah,
to put down.
Yes, I'm like a secret again military.
Chris, on Lissandra, 1-9.
Oh my gosh, that's you know. Listen.
Was that a tweet or like what are you doing?
Oh, no, I've got the...
It's teams like Teammate that give, like, people like us the encouragement and, like, the confidence to say, you know, we can make a team. We can do this. We can become LCS caliber if we just put our minds to it. And then there's teams like Coast that remind you, you're bronze. Stay there. Stop asking questions. No one wants you. It's just...
We're not bronze.
My point is that, like, that's what Coast reminds me of. Like, bruh. They have no business being there.
Dong Lord's Blaze It still needs to do their promotional.
Bro.
Just saying.
Dude, what happened to Macho? Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Snap into a Slim Jim, brother. Rest in peace, Macho Man Randy Savage. I miss you every day.
Miss you every day.
Anyway. How much time do we have? We've been doing a good job.
We got 8 minutes.
Nice.
I'm talking about what?
Skins and... Lemonation, that's it.
Yeah.
Listen, this is the best episode yet.
Sure.
They don't love this episode enough of them. We can offer them no more. No more.
Yeah.
So,
like actual standings, actual what happened in the game?
I mean, we can do standings.
No.
It
doesn't matter at this point.
I mean, like...
Well, we can do standings. Let's do standings. TSM is at first, 12-4. Counterlogic is second with 11-5. Pod9 is at third, 10-6.
UFC.
Oh, wait. No, I lied. No, yeah. TSM can still be put down.
Yes.
But I don't think they can go third.
TSM can't be put down because they're playing Coast.
Right. Like, it's got nothing to do with the standings, dude. It's the team.
Right.
Like, listen, if Coast has the generosity, like anyone on Coast, this is an official shout-out to Coast as a team. If you want to come on the show, we will treat you with the utmost respect and courtesy because you're still way better than us.
Look,
way
you're not all tech.
Right, yeah. Like,
if
no matter
you are not all tech, you're welcome
right.
on the show.
Yeah, no, absolutely. All tech, go away. We don't want you.
But if all tech contacted us,
like,
said,
of all
hey,
players.
Hey, you know, I'd like to be on your show.
Yeah, I don't like you talking bad about me. I want to, like, defend myself. We're like, no.
I'm sure he's a nice guy.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm sure.
He seemed like a nice guy. So, seen his interview, but.
Like, I don't. Maybe I want to talk to him.
Be like, how
I'd be like,
dare you?
I'd be like, all tech, what are you thinking, man? What are you doing? I will show him play by play. I'm like, what was going on in your head right when you flash?
I saw one good
when
thing.
You flash queued on the entire enemy team with no reliable backup and no reliable engage on your team, and just like went deep on the tank of all people.
Because that's exactly what ADCs do, right? It's the same thing playing a support and up.
Yeah, no.
Is it not the same thing?
We still don't.
I mean, Jeff played support Leona today, and he acted like an ADC no matter what he did. He just went off and did his own thing regardless. He was like, we can do this. I can do damage.
I did take a couple kills. I don't know how.
Oh, because I gave him three. Compulsionarily? Like out of habit? I gave you. I was like, I must stop attacking that thing. Like, I made the conscious decision to stop attacking.
I don't really stop attacking until it's dead.
No, that's fair. But again, support main. Your support main. You get so booty blasted every single time I even accidentally
I could be
across the map. I could be not even in the game, and your support could take a kill, and you'd be like, Justin, what's the deal, man? And I'm like, dude,
I'm in Korea.
Like, really?
I'm not on the computer.
Like, I'm dealing with my, like, you know, like a death in the family, man. No. Not the time. Read the room, dude. Jesus.
Be like on a laptop in like the hospital. Be like, Justin, what the fuck did you do?
I'm like, bruh. For real? What did you do? No, you get so booty blasted when I take a kill. So trained myself to like pull out. Every time, the last kill, like last hit, I cannot.
Yeah.
Like, that's why I'm terrible at an AD carry, because I trained myself not to last hit. I can't do it. Like, Cloud9, hire me. I'm so good at supporting, I'll never last hit.
Never last hit.
That's my resume. I will never last hit. Yeah.
Because you, yeah.
I secretly love taking kills as a jungler.
Oh my god.
I'm always like, sorry. And then I'm like, let me go buy this brutalizer.
Buy my item.
You just kind of like hobbit hands, like, yes.
I didn't mean to press R.
But I didn't mean to take all
of like,
those.
That's like one time we dove somebody, and like Jeff, I was like playing Leona, and like I shield checked somebody to stun him, and it killed them. And he was like, you did it on purpose. And I was like, dude, I stunned them. He was like, no, I saw you press Q when their health was low. You took that intentionally.
You have static shield.
Right. You built AD on Leona just to dick me this one time. I'm like,
but how many first bloods did you
never? Never. Don't look at me like that. You know, never once. Nope.
Not once, not ever.
No, not any Annie supports.
Oh, Annie supports, totally different story. So I can't. I will always take the first blood with Annie supports.
Hold on. But, yeah.
No, I love when Steven comes in the lane. Because, like, I secretly make, like, because we play together in the same room. So I'll mental mode, I'm like, Steven. Just don't let him have it. Just take it from Jeff. Because you can't argue with Steven. Like, you can get booty blasted at me all day, but, like, we all know kill-stealing really isn't kind of a thing. Like, it's not really a thing.
With junglers...
It's the difference between, like, prioritizing killing, like, funneling.
Yeah.
That's the difference. It's kill funneling. The
problem is I play champions that have such fun ultimates.
Yeah, no.
Like, if you're playing Vi or you're playing Jarvan and you see that dude is low,
it's
you're just like,
town time.
Oh, man.
With being AD carry... And, like, when I jungle...
Educate us, Jeff.
When I jungle, I do generally give up the kill.
I mean, sure.
Because you get an assist.
And so does Steven.
Absolutely,
it's
I
like
try.
He's like, it's not like he takes every single one. It's not like he takes almost any of them, basically. Like, he's so rarely.
Now...
Almost as rarely as I do. Like, he's more prone to taking him from the top end than anyone else. Probably the person that needs it the most.
Yeah.
I mean, let's be real.
No, don't get me wrong.
Like, we baby the crap out of you, Jeff.
I'm the youngest one.
You're a sweet baby boy.
Yeah.
But, like, what do you understand? Go on. But, like, so the kill funneling thing is pretty huge. Like, especially if you're, like, you come in the lane, you either, like, I thought you were going to the bathroom and I was going to tell you to get me one. Anyway.
So it is for me.
Kill funneling is really important.
No, we understand that.
But if your AD carry is like 5-0 within 5 minutes,
you
come
fist
down
yourself.
There.
Go fist yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And then the other way that I will take the kill from a lane is if they ask me to come in 1.5 million times.
Yeah, I've earned it at that point.
Yeah, like you did this.
Oh man, we're almost out of time.
Yeah.
We get it. We got a whole 3 week episode.
I just want to mention the skin sales this week.
Yeah.
Also boring.
Also, are they really? I don't know.
Lord Mordekaiser.
Lord.
Redeemed Riven. And, oh boy, Shadow Evelynn.
Oh, man. You got that, yeah. No, you played it today. Tango Evelynn, man.
She's the
free week champions are Ahri, Amumu, Braum, Corki, Fiddlesticks, Graves, which is a good opportunity for a lot of people, Malphite, which is sweet, Tryndamere, and Xerath. That's that's a pretty good one.
I like this ruby.
No one too irritating. I mean, Tryndamere can be a little frustrating, but if you don't get them down, you know.
More like Tryhardamere.
Oh, Tryndaqueer. And who's the champions on sale? Aatrox, Galio, and Shaco. I don't know. I own Shaco. I remember about him.
I own Shaco. Tried him. Don't like him.
Do I like Shaco? Aatrox is the most irritating thing in creation.
Yeah.
And why? Galio is another one of those champions that, like, if he was removed from the game secretly, no one would notice or care.
Yeah.
No one.
Be like, oh.
Yeah.
12 years from now.
I told you guys the other day that his what is it, his W or something like that? His code is Wards. You can sweep
yeah.
them. You can sweep them. Get you, Galio. That's how useless you are.
Okay. Real quick. We're going to wrap this up.
Sure.
Remember, follow us on Twitter at LOLEN_show. Tweet at us. We might give you some riot points. I don't know. Think about it. LOLEN_show.
Yeah. Tweet at us. What do they want to say? Sup's up.
Sup's up.
Yeah.
Yo.
Say.
Tweet at us whatever you
yeah,
want.
Yeah, listen. Just say hello, for Christ's sake.
Jesus.
Say do hashtag yellow swag, LOLEN.
Don't do that.
ELOLEN.
Don't do any of those. Well, obviously tweet at us, but
say hello.
You can even be mean. We might still give you riot points.
All right.
But,
you don't play Teemo.
You don't play Teemo.
No.
Just press the button.
All right, we're calling it.
Yeah.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.